Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 10th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Lung transplantation for chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension, a case series. This case series describes the outcomes of 6 patients with chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension who underwent lung transplantation. These patients either had inoperable disease or residual pulmonary hypertension after pulmonary endarterectomy, leading to end-stage right heart failure. The findings indicate that lung transplantation serves as a life-saving therapeutic option for patients with severe chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension who are not candidates for or have failed other interventions. This highlights its critical role in managing refractory cases. Article number 2. Long-term prognosis of pure and impure tachycardiomyopathy. This prospective monocentric observational study recruited 456 patients with de novo acute decompensated heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, classifying them into pure tachycardia-induced cardiomyopathy, impure tachycardia-induced cardiomyopathy, and other heart failure etiologies. The study aimed to clarify the long-term prognosis of both pure and impure tachycardia-induced cardiomyopathy. While the study design is established for comparing these prognoses, specific findings regarding the long-term outcomes are not detailed in the provided abstract. Article number 3. Physical activity, gut microbiota, and the risk of dyslipidemia in a community-based cohort study. This prospective community-based cohort study involved 2,942 Chinese adults assessing the joint association between moderate to vigorous physical activity and sedentary time on dyslipidemia risk using self-reported questionnaires. A sub-cohort of 754 participants also had their one-year gut microbial changes associated with moderate to vigorous physical activity assessed. The study aims to clarify whether moderate to vigorous physical activity mitigates the detrimental effects of sedentary behavior on dyslipidemia and to elucidate the link between physical activity and gut microbiota. Specific findings regarding these associations are not detailed in the provided abstract. Article number 4. Efficacy and safety of antiplatelet therapy after endovascular aortic repair, a target trial emulation. This study employed a target trial emulation methodology to compare the efficacy and safety of single versus dual antiplatelet therapy after standard endovascular aneurysm repair. The investigation focused on patients undergoing endovascular aneurysm repair for abdominal aortic aneurysms who did not have established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, where optimal antiplatelet regimens are currently uncertain. The primary objective was to determine the superior antiplatelet strategy for this specific patient population. Specific findings regarding comparative efficacy and safety are not detailed in the provided abstract. Article number 5. Interatrial block detected by a series of ECGs before and during acute coronary syndrome predicts atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, and ischemic stroke. This retrospective study analyzed 206,668 standard electrocardiograms from 9,674 consecutive patients diagnosed with acute coronary syndrome between 2007 and 2018. The research found that interatrial block, detected through a series of electrocardiograms taken before and during acute coronary syndrome, significantly predicts future occurrences of atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, and ischemic stroke. This finding highlights interatrial block as a critical, easily identifiable risk marker for subsequent cerebrovascular and atrial arrhythmogenic events in this patient cohort, emphasizing the value of diligent electrocardiogram monitoring. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.